The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. I feel so fortunate, so happy to be here with you two scamps.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Oh, why?
Griffin?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. Did Coach not tell you? Did you talk to Coach? Did Coach talk to you?
No, I didn't get pulled aside.
Yeah, I made some late roster changes. I'm on injured reserve. I'm on the scratch. I'm on the scratch list today, so I can't.
What happened?
I can't play. I ate too. You know how I like to carbo load after a game?
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing that I do, and you guys give me a lot of guff for it. I ate too many jelly beans and corn chips last night for a special snack. And
so you decided to carbo load on jelly beans?
Yeah, and so I'm on concussion protocol. Coach scratched me for this one. So I'm going to be over here cheering you guys on the whole time and shit to the other guys.
Thank
you, Trev. Yeah, it's the very obvious question, yeah, because I don't see anybody else.
Yeah, so it is supposed to be Franklin, but he's late. He texted me.
Oh, man. Franklin is always late. That's why we call him that.
Late Franklin does run behind sometimes, and this is one of those times, but I can't joke or I'll get fined.
Why didn't he call in Early Steve? Early Steve would have been a way better call.
He died.
Yeah.
Oh, so now he's late.
Yeah.
He's the late Early Steve. Yes.
Yeah.
I just got an email from the commissioner. Hold on. Ah, fuck.
We need you to fight the Joker.
Wait. That's not how.
That was really funny, Trav. Great joke, Travis.
Thank you, Griffin.
See, that's what I can do that. But
did you make some Travis Gatorade in a big jug for everybody?
I can get that ready.
Travis had just come off his months-long IR, apparently.
I know, to
fill the gap left by Griffin.
I know. People were really excited to see what we did out there together to get the, get that line repaired. But
yeah. I'll joke for two of us.
Okay.
And I'll make out the difference. Justin, if you want to take it easy, I could do 2.5.
That's better than what we usually put out, I think.
The extra half is what you, the listener, bring to it with your own imagination.
Well, I didn't say, can't sit on the bench. I still need you to bring 50%. I'm saying, I'll deliver 250% jokes.
I can text you guys jokes to say. It's just.
Could you do that for me now?
Could I do that for you now?
Yeah, I've got my phone in my hand if you want to text me.
I always wanted to do that. I've always liked stories you hear, like people who know SNL people.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I just text them a joke when I think about it, then they use it on update. I wish I knew somebody that I could text, because I get some real good ones, and they aren't all appropriate for this setting. And I would love to be able to text like Punky or
yeah,
Colin or Michael or Bowen, you know, any of the crew.
Yeah, you didn't go. You didn't go with Keenan. A safe bet, Keenan. He's been on the show now for 36 years, I think.
I wish I could get Keenan. Keenan is a dream guest for My Brother, Me.
Yeah, man.
I'd love to get Keenan.
Can I just say, I think you guys would get along great. You and Keenan specifically.
I feel like I would get along good with Keenan.
Yeah.
You get that impression too, right?
I do, 100%.
I feel like we would get along really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe too good.
Keenan, get at me, bud. Love to hear from Keenan. Love to get Keenan on the show.
I'm almost done with this joke.
Okay. Oh, wow. I've really been vamping with a big nothing
burger. I know. I've been trying so hard.
I really, this is going to be good, though. I can feel that this joke is going to be good.
I can tell by Griffin's dead-eyed stare as he types it out that he's so focused.
Into the comedy void, praying.
I got
praying
one. Yeah, early. He's beyond it.
Okay, here we go.
No.
I'm on injured reserve, too, because I sat on my balls. Griffin has to work so hard not to laugh at the joke he texted me to say so he doesn't get fun. Look at Griffin's absolutely irritable turtle mouth as he holds it tight and close. His quivering chin as he tries not to laugh at the joke he texted me to say about sitting on my own balls.
Can you come up with a narratively satisfying way?
I can't get over Griffin's face. Griffin, you are going to seriously injure yourself.
It's an audio podcast.
They make me do video shit sometimes.
You're crying. Griffin is crying.
That was really hard, guys. That was really hard. Fuck it. You know what? I'm running up the
tab. He's coming out. He's playing hurt.
Put it on my bill, coach. You can't fucking stop me when the championship's on the line.
Oh, shit. This is the championship?
My stomach does hurt a lot, though. I should say the bit about the jelly beans and corn chips, that was not a joke. It's a bad situation inside of me.
I love in sports movies when it's treated like a real act of heroism when someone is doing something physically dangerous for the sport. And then they're like, I want to do it anyway. It's like, it's not really a win. It's like when people are like, I'm going to be myself. I'm dumping all my brain meds down the toilet. It's like, no, wait,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
Whoa. At the very least, there's a step down process for that, my dude. At the very least,
in the toilet?
Contact a physician, my man. You go cold turkey like that? That's a bad scene, dog.
So based on what I do to it, my toilet could probably use to be on like at least like 200 milligrams of Wellbutrin at the minimum.
Maybe it would perk Nemo's dad up because he always seems to be on edge.
Yeah. I hope Nemo doesn't live near my toilet exit pipe. That would make me really feel pretty self-conscious about what happens in my home.
This is an advice show. We're going to help a lot. God, Travis, why are there so many questions in here?
There's six.
It feels like a lot.
There's like 10.
There is not.
There is so.
I would never.
You
That's
repeated them.
Way too much work.
Okay, they're in there twice. Okay. My favorite show to watch at the gym recently has been Peaky Blinders.
Whoa.
But the second season has some random scenes with full nudity. Am I okay to watch it when other people might walk by and see my screen? For additional context, if helpful, I'm watching it on my phone, so the screen's not huge. It's at my university's gym, so almost everyone there is college-aged. That's a weird detail to include. Peaky, that's from Peaky Blinders.
Now, you don't mean I haven't watched Peaky Blinders, but I assume it's not random scenes.
Not
it's not like they're going for a big gang fight and just a nude man walks across the screen. They're probably somehow related to plot or whatever, right?
I'm also guessing that you were never a 13-year-old person who had to scrub through a lot of VHS tapes to find nudity in his parents' collection because that has given me, I would say, a preternatural sense for when nudity is on the way.
Absolutely.
You can tell by the lighting cues. You can tell by the vibe. You know, it's just you sense the
nudity.
It's not
coming.
Really random if you're paying attention.
I will also say it's funny to me. I have somewhat experience with this. I remember the first time I ever watched The Shining was on the screen in the back of an airplane seat on board an airplane. And while there might not be rampant nudity in The Shining,
truly random nudity.
That's
random
nudity.
Somewhere, a Delta employee was like, this is fine. Somebody wants to watch this on a plane surrounded by other human beings that are even remotely paying attention. This is a fine experience.
This is this season. Is season two of Peaky Blinders the one where Cillian Murphy's character's pants keep splitting like Lenny Kravitz in that one concert he did?
Yeah.
With his I'm thinking about it now. That is pretty random when he's like, all the truck boys think they can stop me, hey? Well, I've got a special knife for rip. And then, like, his
Oi!
He's like, oi, it happened again.
No, not little, again.
Little
meat,
Gillis.
Me meat and two veg.
We'll deal with the nudity thing. I feel like this is
finally we're taking a stand, and the McElroy brothers will deal with the nudity thing.
We as a nation dealt with this when everyone was watching Game of Thrones on planes.
Yeah,
it is the Game of Thrones lean where, like, you see the iPad like tilt back towards yourself. You don't want to completely miss it. Maybe it's narratively important.
Of course, right. But of course, they wouldn't just put it in there to forgive the word titillate.
Yeah, I don't forgive it. You can't plan on just fast forwarding good, because I don't know what kind of technology they are using to scroll through the timelines of airplanes, but it leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
One time I watched, it was at right after Girl with the Dragon Tattoo had just come out. I watched that on airplane. Mistake, because you try to fast forward through some of those scenes, but you end up accidentally going like halfway through the movie. And then when you rewind, you land right back on the sex scene, which makes it look like you were doing a little bit of hunting and pecking for it, like a hungry bird.
Now, when you're at the gym,
Wait. Can I mention something that's relevant to Griffin's point first?
Yeah.
I'm also worried you're at the gym and I don't know what exercise you did. You didn't clarify. Huge, important context.
I assume if they're on their phone, they're not like bench pressing with the phone taped to the bar.
Right. But let's say they're walking or using the elliptical or something.
Yeah.
If you are, you've got your finger, you're moving, you're exercising, you're a little sweaty. If you're looking, there's the button that can fast forward. Great. During the nudity, you see the fast forward, fine. But if there's people around you, almost any other button you could accidentally press, disastrous.
So bad.
Pause, bad. Crank volume up, bad.
Awful.
Rewind 10 seconds again.
Exactly. Bad. Exactly.
Stop. You look puritanical. Like, or, there's no.
Or make treadmill go too fast. You go firing off the back of it while the nudity continues.
Yeah.
And then as you're clawing your way back up the trip.
Dead ass lying on the ground. They're like, I think that dead guy's got a boner. That's his fucking deal.
What I'm about to say next is very important. Travis made me think, if we did do a recreation of Peaky Blinders starring Austin Powers and called it Cheeky Blinders, would we need to get approval from Mike Myers, I guess, first, the Peaky Blinders people who make that show?
A lot of company, yeah.
I think if we step sideways enough, because I guarantee the Not Another Teen Movie people and the Scary Movie people, they weren't going person to person and saying, is it cool if we do this? We just have to take it sideways just enough that you're like, I'm pretty sure that's Austin Powers, and I'm pretty sure this is Peaky Blinders, but I'm not 100% certain. And I think if we can pull that off, we're fine. We're golden. We're fine.
I've had it with the Peaky Blinders conspiracy.
Okay.
I am 99% sure that if I clicked on Peaky Blinders, it would just be an empty street. And then Cillian Murphy would be like, hey, guys, no, someone clicked. Come here. Seriously. No, we got,
well, these blinders are peaky today, Captain. Get me my hypersword.
No.
That is similarly how I feel about Once Upon a Time. I don't believe that show.
No.
It pops up on TikTok enough, and I'm like, wait, that's fucking Captain Hook and Ursula? What's happening?
That's dry humping?
They have created 40 commercials for that show to prank us specifically. There is nothing beyond these 40 commercials. Because you can't tell me that there's a commercial where fucking Maleficent is like, I'm good now, and also the president. And then she's like, whoa, what's coming out of the snow? It's Elsa! There's more show than you've made more show than that.
Yeah.
You put Elsa in it. Oh my god! You just cut over to, is that
Is that Maui finger banging Hades from Hercules? This is the show.
While the gingerbread man from Shrek watches? That's certainly not anything.
That's not a TV show, guys. This isn't real.
No. It's just basically a big portion of the internet turned into a TV show.
Yeah.
God bless. God bless.
How about another question?
That's helped.
That's helped.
Solved.
I just started commuting to work on a train in Boston.
Nice.
I just noticed that the commuter in front of me must not have had time to fully check their outfit before leaving for work. Most of their pants and a few other spots are covered in dog hair. What appears to be dog hair.
Okay.
It's a fellow dog owner myself. I always travel with a lint roller. How can I offer my lint roller to this fellow early morning commuter without insulting their cleanliness? How can I get away with lint rolling them discreetly?
No.
That's stuck in a hairy situation from Boston.
You know not to do that, right?
You knew before
you wrote that to not do that, right?
As you were typing, you knew not that, right?
I think that this is an example of like, for example, this is like someone's fly is down, right? Where what you're talking about is one-on-one, direct, immediate embarrassment moment versus a slow, like embarrassment potentially spread out over time, right? Mm-hmm. I would rather someone breach the topic right away.
Rip the band.
Hey,
off.
Your fly is down.
Right.
Then be like, well, I don't want to embarrass them by saying it. Like, no. If you don't tell me, the chance that like more people see that my fly, like now this is not as dramatic. Right? No. Because they're meat and two veg. I'm going to pop out of the dog hair on their pants.
That's so fucking funny every time.
Thank you. But I do think, like, you have what you need to do. You need to start lint rolling your pants and then be like, oh, dog hair, am I right?
Ooh, and then look like you're really enjoying it.
Open that up for the... No, I didn't say that.
This is really pleasurable.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Fuck yes.
I'm loving this.
It's like a foam roller, but it also gets the dog detritus off my pants.
Dear my brother, me, the guy next to me in the train is going absolutely apeshit
while watching just a supercut of nudity scenes from Peaky Blinders.
That would be a pretty short video because it would just be Cillian Murphy over and over again going, we'll get the...
Hey, what? Not again.
Constable, I told you I... Oh, watch out!
Stop selling drugs to nuns. Is that what the show's about?
I think so.
I think.
I don't think I've ever been handed a lint roller in my life and not been like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, oh, cool.
That's true.
I would love to get all your clothes smooth like a dolphin.
Love it.
A really, really nice thing. And usually if someone's handing it to you, it does mean that you do have a pretty hairy situation happening somewhere.
It's like portable advertising, right? It creates the need that it's solving as soon as you see it. It's like when somebody has gum.
Yes.
So if somebody has gum and they offer you gum, you're like, oh my God, gum? I did need gum. I didn't even know I needed gum until you showed me that. Absolutely, always take some gum.
I would also Sherlock it for a second and say if the dog hair is on the back of their legs and not their lap, then they might have been visiting somebody who has an animal.
Wow, Travis.
And they don't even know, right? Because it's not their home. Because if it was their animal, it would be on their lap, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's my assumption. And so they might not even know. They're going to love if you're just like, hey, psst, hey, first one's free. Roll that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, get them.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
It doesn't really matter what we say because I need you to really hear this part though. You can't discreetly roll anybody.
This one's important.
This is important. And I know we said at the beginning, but definitely want to buttonhole.
Yeah, just want to like come back.
Swoop right back on that.
No amount of help you're giving anyone is going to be outweighed by, hey, what are you doing down there?
Like, hey, stop that.
It's not going to balance, man.
They're
not
going to
be
like,
I actually, you know what? I'm glad you did that. That's not going to happen.
There's always the chance that they want to look hairy on the outside of their clothes to ward off predators.
Yeah.
To ward off any sort of wild forest beasts that have wandered into the city.
Keep deer away.
In my mind, this is happening in a big city.
Well, yeah, it's in Boston, Griffin. It said it. Right there in the question.
No, a big city.
A big city.
Oh, okay.
If you do this, especially because of the placement of the hair, you are not setting yourself up for a brief social interaction.
No.
You are about to be proofreading this person's pants because they can't see the hair.
Correct.
They're going to be, imagine, here's what's going to happen. Guaranteed, they're going to be rolling the back of their legs and whoa, moving train, I'm falling over. Can you just do it? I can't see the hair. Can you please do it for me?
Meet cute. No? No. You guys are both giving me a face that this isn't a meet cute.
Their pants split. It's cute, meet.
And cute veg too.
Cute veg.
Is this Peaky Blinders the new class that takes place in modern day Boston, Massachusetts?
Yes.
They're back and they're peakier than ever.
Starring that guy from Boston Commons who was in another show. You remember that guy? That guy who was in a lot of shows for 5 years? You remember.
Let's do another question. We're fucking trucking right now.
I know, we're on fire. I'm a medical scientist. That sounds...
That doesn't. That's already...
That doesn't sound...
I'm a crime detective.
I'm a local crime detective. I'm a hard-boiled crime detective. I'm a medical scientist about to start working for my good friend creating a new clinical lab. Since this is a new department in the company, it will just be the two of us. And we start joking that he'll be my captain and I'll be his first mate. I'm very into it, but I do have a problem with committing to bits way too hard.
Hi,
should
welcome.
Should I stop at II captain or go all in? I can make matching captain and first mate badge reels. Oh, name the instrument, pirate theme names, design a custom pirate flag, craft a wooden name plaque for the lab like it's a seafaring vessel. So how far do I take this? Just from surfing the vibe in the Sunflower State. And if you come to us asking how far to take a joke, I feel like you're looking for absolution.
You're not looking for
real guidance.
Here. I'm a sucker for this kind of vacation Bible school theming, guys. So, like, I'm in it, man.
I was going to say, as long as that lab is a private, safe, shared space for the two of you exclusively, go as ham as you want, but... If you're doing like important medical research in there and someone comes to tour the facility just to see, check on the work that's being done, and it does look like a miniature golf course, then that's maybe going to cast a shadow over any kind of exciting medical science discoveries you make in there.
Listen, here's the answer. You got to slowly introduce all that stuff. But now I want to talk about when Pixar became a thing, and I remember on the Disney Channel, they would show, like, we're going on a tour of the Disney Animation Pixar Studios. And it would be like, you're walking down the cubicles, and it's like, and they're all like, it's like vacation, luau themed, and like tiki huts and stuff. And we're on Razor scooters and stuff. And I remember as a kid, I was thinking like, that fucking rules. And now as an adult, I think there's no way everyone who worked was bought into that. There was one guy who was like, could I just have just like a desk?
This is all really distracting. I do finance.
If we could please just focus. Oh, God, you just ran over my toe with your goddamn razor scooter. Could we please just, this is an office. This is a place of business. Ugh, I hate this place. I wish Woody never existed. Did somebody make a wish? What? No, you wish Woody never existed. Well, then welcome. Welcome to a world without Woody.
It's cool to sit on the bench sometimes because you really get to see the ice in a way that like you usually don't when you're in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? As long as it doesn't interfere with the science, you're fine.
Yeah.
No, but I think it is a question of if the friend is going to be like, if you show up, right, and you've got all this stuff set up when they come in, they're like, whoa, that was a fun joke that now you've made an identity, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what the buy-in is from your friend.
Start small and see if they up the ante at all, right?
Yes,
start with like, the badges are fun because that doesn't require any energy. I like the badge reel. The custom badge reel feels good. Start there and see if they elevate, you know?
And
I think, sorry, Griffin, did you?
I think he was just agreeing, but in a way that made it sound like he had a big revelation.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the bench. That's right. Okay.
Are you taking yourself on and off the bench at will? Is that what's happening here? Is that the bit?
Guys, that's how sports work. Do you think fucking Tom Brady's out there for the whole game? He goes down and sits down.
Oh, so now the defense is out here, Griffin can sit down.
It sucks that we missed the opportunity to do an 80 for Brady watch.
Thank you.
I'm so upset about the fact that we didn't get to talk about 80 for Brady. I didn't think that would... I saw the first commercial for 80 for Brady, and I would have sworn until the last 3 seconds that it was a Tostitos commercial.
Hell
nothing could convince me Nothing could convince me otherwise, and it was not artistic.
Hey, Justin, I felt the same way seeing the plane movie trailer. I was like, this is an M&M's commercial. I know They're going to show up at the end. Gerard Butler's going to have sex with the green M&M. It's going to be awesome.
That's
on the next season of Peaky Blinders.
Yes. This is a cool show we're coming up with now. We should just make a cool show where, like, totally random shit happened all the time and just call it fucking Peaky Blinders.
I think that's what Once Upon a Time is.
Oh, okay.
I'm not certain.
Wow, we've helped three people, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, man.
And there's one thing that always picks up my spirits.
Money.
Money. Let's go to the money zone.
Hey, do you want to mail your flat brother to your grandmother's house? Sure, we all do. Hi, it's me, Travis McRae, for Stamps.com. I'm worried that perhaps Flat Stanley might not be as universal a reference as I think it is, not just in this moment, but in life.
We're
loving it over here.
The first time Flat Stanley, the very flat boy, got mailed in an envelope to somebody else, it was his parents that put him inside and licked the seal clean and put a stamp on it and said,
cheap parents.
Said, good luck, son.
They put a flat sandwich in there that they squished real flat for him.
It's still,
it's called a panini.
Okay.
Second of all, don't mail panini. You know what? With stamps.com, you could probably mail a panini. You could probably figure out how to use stamps.com to get that done. Because I know. 2023, already a couple months in, your small business, you've been waiting to level it up. You've been waiting to set your year up for success by selling and mailing paninis and children. Get ahead of the competition by using stamps.com to mail and ship panini sandwiches. For 25 years, stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million sandwich-based businesses. Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office or delicatessen. It's ready to go in minutes, so you can get back to running.
Or daycare, if you need to get those kids home fast.
If you got to get back to running your business, Stamps.com is here. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
So Flat Stanley gets flattened by a bulletin board falling on him, right?
Right.
And nobody seems to want to diagnose and fix that issue until, like, near the end of the book, he goes to his brother and he's like, I don't want to be flat. And his brother's like, okay, cool, let's do something about it. How are Flat Stanley's parents, well, I guess we get the answer because they mail him in an envelope, but how are they not worried about his internal organs and whatnot?
Yeah, you need those.
They're bad people. You know, what's the problem with going to the post office? I don't have any problem with going to the post office. I love my post office. Larry, shout out to Larry over at Olive Street location.
Yeah.
And
don't blow the spot, Justin. That's your post office. You don't want everyone showing up. No, then you can't get a reservation.
Multiple. I have multiple.
He's got dead drops.
Veterans Memorial Boulevard. I got Dave over there hooking me up. I love it there. But what's the advantage of stamps.com? Well, you don't have, whenever you mail something at post office, they always ask you, is there anything liquid, hazardous or perishable? And then you have to stare at them for 5 seconds like you're a fucking criminal that just got caught while you think, is there? I don't know. And you have the guiltiest expression on your face until the people behind you in line are like, can we move this along?
Yeah.
And you're like, hold on, I'm trying to figure out if I'm a male criminal or not over here. That doesn't happen with stamps.
Oh, see, I have an opposite problem where I just reflexively say no. And then my brain's like, but what if there is? And you just lied.
Yeah.
I start going
maybe
down.
There are lithium batteries in there.
I start going down the list. Like, is mustard a liquid? There's a lot of mustard.
Mustard
in there.
Is a non-Newtonian liquid. That's
fine. What I thought. It was more of a plasmoid.
Yeah.
It'd be great to stare at them for 10 seconds and then just, hey, is mustard a liquid?
Set your business up for success when you get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. Please don't advertise that you can use us to mail sandwiches. Aw, fuck.
Oh, man. We should have read ahead. Ah, damn it.
If you have trouble falling asleep, try sleeping with celebrities.
Tell me about your view of succulents.
I'm not a huge fan.
It's a different kind of sleep podcast.
There are some real benefits to parking illegally.
Featuring remarkable guests and unremarkable topics.
There's two Orlando airports.
From the creator of Depeche Mode with John Moe. It's Sleeping with Celebrities. Every week on Maximum Fun. Nighty-night, sleepyheads.
Jiggy, 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 jig.
Whoa.
Jiggy, 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 jig.
He rocked so hard his camera died.
I don't think that's what happened.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch
squad. Who's it going to be? I hope it.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. Profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I'm Daniel Day-Lewis.
Whoa!
Holy shit! Really?
That's not what I was expecting.
Not at all.
And Justin, I'm doing research.
Sure.
For a new movie, a film. I'm returning to acting.
Huge.
It's
yes. Oh, the residuals ran out?
And I have been asked by Justin knows my predilections for junk food.
Right.
Really?
I'm not one to be judgmental.
Yeah.
I have supped with people all over the world. I don't find food to be junk myself.
Sure.
I know how much you love milkshakes.
That's true. Will you tell me when's a good time to hop in to ask you about your hat? Because if you're on a tear right now, I don't want to interrupt you.
This is a Daniel Day-Lewis hat.
I thought you were researching like the role of a riverboat captain. I assumed it was connected.
Well, it was either this or a Sherlock Holmes hat.
So if I go to Lids at my local mall... And I say, can you hook me up with a Daniel Day-Lewis hat?
I'm sorry. I've not been to a mall. Can you tell me about Lids?
It's
for
a
research.
What's a store that you know? Sephora?
No.
Do you know?
Try another.
Art of Shaving?
Walden Books.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that like... Walden Books.
It's like a hat Walden Books.
Ah.
It's like a hat bookstore.
You know Spencer's Gifts?
Like B. Dalton Bookseller.
Yes.
But hats, yes. Anyway.
This is what you cannot learn. You cannot learn this.
Yeah.
You can't read it on a book?
Sure. Your voice has changed dramatically.
He's
since...
a transformative actor, Griffin.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, Mr. Day-Lewis. Sorry. Griffin's not a fan like I am. So.
Yeah, I think you suck shit, dude.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
That's fine. We're acting is a craft, and not all crafts are for everyone.
I like other actors. I don't know, man.
Who's your favorite? Griffin, tell me your favorite actor.
My favorite actor?
Yeah.
Fucking
Bruno.
Bruno Mars?
No, Travis.
No, Bruce. He's talking about my friend Bruce Willis. I'm sorry. I'm trying to start reading this professional release, press release that Justin has bookmarked for me. But I'm obsessed. I'm drinking this. He left something for me called, have you heard of Yoo-Hoo?
Oh, man.
Justin's drinking a Yoo-Hoo?
It's a chocolate drinking custard.
Okay.
Really amazing.
It's so wild because I think of my older brother as like an adult in a way of like, he's more adult than I am.
Do you interrupt him this much or is that an honor you reserve for me?
I'm trying to give 250% because Justin was phoning it in and Griffin was benched. So.
I had to be. Oh, I ate too many corn chips, Mr. Day-Lewis.
Hold on. I have to write that down. That is heartbreaking.
And jelly beans.
Sorry, one more time?
Did Justin decant the Yoo-Hoo into another bottle for you?
Jelly beans. All now, right. Speak on that for a moment.
Sure. Yeah, these are, it's a confection, but they are bean shaped.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sort of like Turkish delight.
Yeah, you know Isaac, the boy chocolatier who sells candy?
Ah, yes.
So he makes these jelly beans out of this world. out of this world. Some of them are booger flavored.
Would you like to hear about the news that's coming out today? I'm learning this alongside you. Now, this is Smash Burger.
Yeah.
Charming, isn't that? Smash Burger.
You're really making a meal out of this, aren't you, Mr. Daly?
I would love to. I have not supped today, and a smashed burger sounds edible. They've released a macaroni-shaped body pillow in honor of a new smack? How would you boys? S'MAC.
Smack.
Sumac.
No.
I think it's smack.
No.
You sound pretty confident, Mr. Day-Lewis.
Smack and cheese burger.
Well, there's an apostrophe there, though, so smack.
Smack and cheese.
Mac and cheese burger.
I'll take it.
On the heels of Singles Awareness Day, Smash Burger.
Wait, what?
On the heels... Now, this is interesting. Singles Awareness Day. Did you boys...
No.
Observe?
No, we're married. We're pretty happily married, man.
You can still be aware.
Not to each other, though, to be fair, still Mr. Baylor.
I guess you could be aware of it.
Like,
sure.
Just aware that there are people who aren't in relationships?
Is supplying comfort nationwide with its fresh new take on America's two favorite foods. Now, I know what you were thinking.
That's
probably
not possible. You are so out of touch. What you just said is a lie, a big
America's,
lie.
America's two favorite foods, hummus and bottled water.
Yeah.
No, they say it is burgers and mac and cheese. Starting today, the new...
Can you say that again for me, please?
Mac and cheese.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Starting today, the new smack and cheeseburger is available for a limited time. Aren't we all?
I don't like this
stating locations nationwide.
Usually Justin's Munchquest guests don't make me question my own mortality.
Usually.
That's actually contractually, that's not allowed on this show.
It's good. You have a little bit of the bitter taste, and that makes everything so much sweeter.
No, fuck you.
Mr. Day-Lewis, you won't be invited.
In honor of the launch, Smash Burger is giving away.
Why did you say burgers? You've said it not
more. You're becoming Agent Smith more and more.
Smash Burger, limited edition. Macaroni-shaped body pillows. An unconventional shape, I think we can all...
For a pillow?
We can all agree?
I have several macaroni-shaped pillows that have been made that way by the terrible weight of my skull.
No, wait. I have to... That is tragic. I have to...
God.
Mr. Day-Lewis, are you perhaps researching the role of Hugo Weaving in something?
I'm trying to tell you about the Singles Awareness Day smack and cheeseburger.
Oh no, it's too much for me. Can't handle it.
Guests can visit Smashburger's Instagram page and enter for a chance to win this exclusive body pillow inspired by the dish.
They're only giving out one?
They have an asterisk after dish. I don't know what that is meant to imply. There's a, this is a quotation. Sorry.
Oh, he's getting into character.
Hi.
I forgot. I watched a documentary about this dude once. He does a lot of weird stuff like
this. Yeah, he's method. He learned it from Joe.
I'm Carl Bachman.
As a leader in the fast casual space, Smashburger is proud
you're
to be
enjoying
at the
this,
forefront
aren't you, Mr. Day-Lewis? You're liking
innovation,
this bit.
Constantly pushing the boundaries of flavor with quality ingredients to create delectable new menu items. That's Carl Bachman.
Now,
he's the president of Smashburger, duly elected. I'm sure.
Mr. Day-Lewis, if I'm understanding correctly, what Smashburger has done here is they've put some macaroni and cheese on a burger and then claimed that they're pushing the boundaries of flavor.
Now, is this not a conventional treatment
of the burger product for your most people? Is this
no? It sounds like something my 3-year-old would do.
It does sound like a big messy.
Oh, you have children. What a blessing.
Oh my God, Daniel Day-Lewis, do you have to run everything?
I either have or haven't been fortunate in to have children of my own.
Okay. Is that when you're deep in a role, you forget you have kids? Is that what's up?
Let's go with that. That's yes. That's
would you great. Say you've maybe even abandoned your boy?
Oh, you want me to do? People always come up to the street. They say, Dan, can you do a quote?
One of your great quotes from your
film?
Can
you rip us off a quote from one of your mini? A lot of times it's Phantom Thread.
Yes. Shout, hey, Daniel Day-Lewis, can you do that classic line from Phantom Thread where you were like, this soup tastes
and
yucky.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up, Daniel. I see the flash of a monitor, Daniel.
It's not, the line isn't, this soup tastes yucky, but it's something like that. I'm sure you remember.
I'm not enjoying this soup.
That's
pretty
good.
And then the guy pulls a gun on you?
That doesn't happen in Phantom Thread.
Sounds right. There's more of the quotation for the scene, if I could finish this a little.
Please.
For this dish, we're using proprietary smashing techniques. That is hugely exciting for them. I wonder if they would let me in on their secrets.
Maybe you should go undercover.
How many secrets do you have, Daniel Day-Lewis?
We smash the mac and cheese on the grill to create a crispy and flavorful baked cheese layer before adding it to the burger. Okay. It's something we've never seen done before. Now, for you and I and other people of clarity and vision, mm-hmm. if we've never seen something done before, we perhaps assume there is cause for that. But not Carl Bachmann, the duly elected president of Smashburger. He says it's something never done, and we know our guests will love it as much as we do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Day-Lewis. He doesn't say it's never been done. He simply claims he's never seen it.
Perhaps he doesn't get out much.
This is what I'm saying. If he goes to other restaurants and keeps his eyes closed, then he is fully correct. But I'm saying the idea of making crispy mac and cheese has definitely, I'm almost certain, been done before.
I can think of a lot of ways.
Yoo-hoo! Perhaps that's why it's titled that way. It causes the drinking custard. Causes.
Let's just for get
years,
through this.
Justin has been drinking from that water bottle, and I've always assumed it was water. And you've just shown me that it's potentially always been yoo-hoo.
You know, part of being an actor,
is
buying into imagination, to buying into scenes.
Yeah.
So, for example, if a Daniel Day-Lewis type says he's drinking yoo-hoo, but he doesn't have a bottle of yoo-hoo in front of him. And perhaps it's an audio medium.
So you've been lying to us.
What is acting?
You're boring me now, Daniel
Day-Lewis.
What the fuck?
What is acting but a lie?
Hey, Daniel, you gotta say funny shit on this show sometimes, man. You gotta get in.
Smackin' Cheeseburger is set to satisfy that craving for tasty comfort. You can modify any existing burger build to add the Smackin' Cheese layer.
It's not real.
The newly returned scorching chicken sandwich by popular demand.
None of it's real.
We got to give Travis space for his existential crisis about his career choices and
acting is lying with panache.
It's just
think
I
about that.
It sounded
do you
way
know who told
cooler.
Me that? Do you know me? You know who told me that? Daniel DeVito.
I thought Entourage was a documentary.
Another beloved Dan.
Travis, listen, you can have this breakdown after we record. We only got Daniel Day-Lewis for a little bit here. He's a busy man. Can you tap back in, please?
I'll try. Okay. I'm back. I'm in. Okay.
What is love? From your perspective, as
is this part
I thought
of
this
the-
was part of the press release.
No, I'm just asking. Before I go, I just had that question for you.
Wow.
Mr. Day-Lewis, are you okay? You seem to have a deep sadness within you behind the eyes. I can see it behind the eyes.
But that could just be part of the facade, right?
It could be part of the facade. No, I feel a great deal of joy to be sharing this news of the Smackin' Cheese Burger with you. Now, boys, you may want to stop recording this audio program because you only have until March 6th
to enjoy as many of these delightful smack and cheeseburgers as you can consume, which I imagine will be quite a few once you've tasted this proprietary smashing technique.
How many are you going to eat?
Me?
Yeah.
I only eat fava beans.
Okay. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah. Yes.
Real quick, within the next like 3 seconds or so, what year were you born?
Me?
Yes. Yeah. Say it now. Don't type. Say it now, Daniel.
19.
Daniel.
61.
No, Daniel.
61?
No, Daniel.
That is the year this character, but 1970.
No, Daniel.
Daniel?
Daniel.
How does that 68 smell?
No, Daniel.
Daniel, are you American born?
Ah, the great question.
Don't look it up, Daniel. Were you born in America?
My hands are here.
Okay.
I was born in British, but now I'm here.
And your father's name was? Daniel.
Father.
Daniel.
But we called him father, he insisted. Or Cap'n. We called him Cap'n. This was his
Cap'n name. Day Lewis.
Cap'n Day Lewis, we called him, or sir, or inspector general, when that was his job title. 64. How does that smell?
64 smelled.
Getting further, Daniel. Getting further from the day.
78? That can't be
It's
right.
Gotta be further back, Daniel.
It's gotta be earlier, Daniel.
Daniel, you're not 45.
Is he older than my dad? That's my barometer for old people.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis older than his own father?
No, Justin's... Justin's dad was born in 1955.
I've always thought that guy was a little strange, but if he's older than his own father...
1963!
No.
What year is it now? Oh, okay. I have this.
Okay.
1968.
We have loved having you on the show, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ralph? Was it Ralph Day-Lewis?
That was it. Ralph Day-Lewis. Ralph Day-Lewis.
What year was I born?
2 years before your dad. Next bit. I think the character of stranger who wanders into Justin's home pretending to be Daniel Day-Lewis is a way more interesting character to me than
Daniel
Day-Lewis.
There's a lot more to
this
dive into.
This is the problem, is you're workshopping it as you do it.
Yeah.
This is live theater.
You never know
what you're going to find.
Yeah, sure. I love it. I thought he was great.
I feel like, let's troubleshoot, though.
Okay, we never do that. We never do a postmortem. Yeah.
We never... Let me get comfortable.
Well, okay, it looks wildly uncomfortable.
No, I have my knee in the shot. It's fine. So let's talk good and bad. Okay. Number one that I didn't like.
Hat was great.
Hat was great.
Hat was
set
super
you guys
good.
Off kilter.
Yeah.
That set you guys off kilter.
Did you? Did the hat come first where you found the hat and you were like, this will be great for a Daniel Day-Lewis Munch Squad
character? No. The hat was the last minute. I bought another hat. That'll be better, but I couldn't wait a whole week to get the hat.
Well, no, when you have the fully formed character of Daniel Day-Lewis at your fingertips, you can't sit on that.
Okay, let's talk, just to continue. Things I didn't like.
Okay,
one, calling attention to the voice starting to sound like other people you're familiar with. When you know I didn't have a Daniel Day-Lewis impression to begin with.
But you couldn't wait a week
You didn't have the impression or the hat.
It's not an impression. It's like a...
Embodiment.
It is an impression. It's not a duplicate, right? It just gives you the sense of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
To go back to the SNL, they don't usually on Saturday Night Live sketches have somebody kick in the door to the middle of the sketch and be like, all right, Jimmy Fallon, what was Ricky Martin's uncle's name? You know what I mean?
So you've gotten to the quizzing. Yeah, that was another thing we were going to bring up that made it hard to sustain the bit is when you guys started quizzing about Daniel Day-Lewis.
But if I can give some feedback, J-Man.
This would be great.
I would love that.
This is a two-way street.
Yeah, I would love that.
I didn't.
Have you guys, wait, before you do that, though, do you feel like you've owned... Your failures?
No, because
my failures.
I think that maybe there was a bit of a snowballing effect. Because once Daniel Day-Lewis introduced the concept of my mortality, it really set me in, I would say, a very defensive position. Now, Justin's getting a suntan on his perineum.
I'm just trying to relax.
Do Because I thought, honestly, bud, I wouldn't challenge you like that if I didn't think you couldn't walk through the fire. You know what I mean?
Challenge you what? On the name of his dad?
Yeah.
You're asking the name of his father?
You would forgive me for thinking that if you brought a Daniel Day-Lewis character to the show, you
with
would
no
not
voice.
Do
and a no deep, hat, that the very
he
least
had a
you've
voice.
Done.
It just sounds kind of all over the place because I feel like that's how he sounds.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that bit worked.
Here's what's going to blow your guys' mind. I did no research.
Huh.
I didn't. His
so, if I may, Justin, and I don't mean to dive too deep, but
interviews
it sounds
with
like,
him make me feel uncomfortable. Interviews with really, really talented people make me feel uncomfortable.
For sure.
So I didn't want to watch any interviews with Daniel Day-Lewis.
It seems like you
I don't
could
need
not
to see
wait
Mario
a week.
Lopez shoving a microphone into his face and being like, "What's your favorite cereal?" I don't need that.
Right.
So you thought of the name Daniel Day-Lewis and said, "Oh, I can't wait a week for this."
No, it's the idea of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Listen,
fucking hell.
For the lack,
it's the idea of Daniel Day-Lewis.
For the extreme lack of preparation that went into that, Justin, I would say that you actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, for real.
I fell asleep last night thinking about Daniel Day-Lewis describing Yoo-Hoo as chocolate drinking custard. And it made me laugh last night.
It's funny now.
This is good.
It is funny. I don't see why you guys didn't laugh at that. It was so funny.
Because you'd introduce the idea not as him just referring to it as chocolate drinking custard, but rather that Justin had prepared it for him.
I think what you guys were thrown by is the fact that I didn't have a bottle of Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, Justin.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait a week. You couldn't go out and get one this morning. Couldn't wait a week
Why
to get a bottle of Yoo-Hoo.
Why would I do that? Why would I ever do that?
Just because you're a comedy professional who's been in the business.
It's a podcast.
But
why would I have that?
They record.
I want to start challenging you guys. Every time you say anything, it's going to be like, but do you have it in your hands? If you got to have it in your hands.
I roll up with lots of research about the Cowboys, the Code of the West Boys of Mesa.
Yeah.
So, don't come at me for not being prepared.
And most weeks, I get a WikiHow. Not this one. I didn't do one this one, but most of the time.
Other thing that we don't want to talk about here is that we got through the first half faster than we should have.
Yeah.
Because Griffin didn't do any work.
Should we do another question?
No. Oh, we don't have to do other questions. We can troubleshoot this all day long.
We recorded a little bit earlier than usual today, and I'd forgotten until the last minute. I didn't even
show you guys the image of it, and I'm not sure you deserve it, but I'm still going
to
share it.
I can't wait to see what a flat macaroni plane sort of looks like. Oh, that's the pillow.
Oh. Yeah.
They didn't include a picture of the burger. They have taste.
I'm married to that pillow.
I sleep with a body pillow to properly orient my kneecaps and elbows. And this just seems like a normal old body pillow that somebody's kind of curved around them a little bit.
Yeah,
I would fuck with this in a big way, actually.
If you had asked me before you showed me the picture, I would have described it as different from this, but I can't quite pin down how it would have been different,
yeah,
but it would not have been this. Do you think it's macaroni scented? Because that would set it apart. I'm not in a good way, mind you.
Yeah, they would have bragged about that for sure, I think.
I was hoping it would be an actual tube that I could climb inside of and become a macaroni boy every night when I go to sleep.
And kind of wiggle around and, yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, super quick.
Sure.
Should I tell people when I dream about them? I have vivid dreams almost every night, often involving friends and acquaintances. Is it appropriate to tell people about a wacky dream I had if they were in it? Is it too weird? And that's from Not Sex Dreams, obviously, in Ohio.
It's not that it's weird.
Protest too much?
It's not that it's weird. It's that it's boring. Because I think that when you are thinking about it and you're going to tell somebody, you are looking at it like, I'm telling you about this cool movie I cast you in my brain. But they weren't there. They didn't get to do the awesome fly around fight zombie stuff that you're describing. So for them, it's just like you were saying, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if right now you could fly around and fight zombies? And they're like, I guess.
There's no reaction. There's no appropriate reaction to it. It's like it's not a conversation. There's nothing you can say after I had a dream about anything. It doesn't matter if they're in it or not.
I would swear on it.
No response.
I would swear on a stack of Bibles we've done this. Like
maybe
exactly.
The only reason people, though, here's the insight I wanted to provide to everybody. When people jump to assuming it was a sex dream, it's not a perverted thing. It's because that would be the only interesting option for the rest of the conversation to take. Right?
I do want to hear about sex dreams, actually.
Right.
Yes. If you have
but
a
it's
sex
like
dream
you,
about me, I'd like to hear about
you,
that.
You were my
Justin
last night.
Tyler McElroy, you can't unsay that sentence you just said.
Yeah, I was
I'd
trying
like
to
hear
move
about
past
that.
It.
I could use the confidence boost. As long as in the dream I'm a skilled lover.
Oh, boy. I had a very passive sex dream about this. Yeah, that wasn't good. I had a sex dream about you. You were a real letdown.
There's old bump on the log, Justin. I didn't tell you about the dream yet. Hold on. Wait, that doesn't make sense in that context.
But to be fair, in my dream, you were going through a hard time at work. You were real stressed out.
And you just started some new brain meds, and it was messing with your boner stuff.
Yeah, it's fine, man. It's normal.
You turned on a Scrubs marathon in the middle of our... It was fucked up, actually. And then I had to dream entire episodes of Scrubs, and I saw some new ones.
They're pretty good. I'm going to write a spec script. Turn it in.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's called My Brother and Me, no matter what you say. That's the name. Sorry. We really appreciated you joining us and being here with us as we work one of our more contentious episodes.
The first half was great. The first half was smooth sailing, baby.
The second half was greatness.
There was
greatness within the second half that was torn like
asunder. You're right.
Well, some people are born great. Some people become great, and some people do an impression of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Here's what I will say. If you guys don't enjoy that, I would encourage you to bring Stink All to this show. Just once. Just bring fucking
challenge me to bring bitch to the show. I've been trying to pair back.
To this one, we're in. Bring Stink All to it.
Trying to pair back, Justin.
All right, hold on. Let me look at what props I have at my desk.
No, I don't want... No. We've gone on long enough.
I'm the scissor man.
Hey, wait. Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis, appropriate work of fart. My left toot. Is that anything? Okay,
that's nothing. Hey, speaking of, real quick, can I ask a question? I know we were wrapping up. I was doing the crossword, and the clue was odors, okay?
Uh-huh. That's it?
The clue was odors, and the solution was stinks. That's okay. Have you ever heard someone talk about plural stink before? Like stinks?
There's powerful several stinks in here. Yeah.
Or the reverse. Has anyone ever said, oh man, that odors? Like, no. Neither one of those are plural things. Yeah.
I could see like there's many odors in here. No one's ever said this place is filled with stinks, a wide assortment of stinks.
No, because it's a miasma at that point.
It all becomes
you
one
can't
stink.
Pick out different stink notes.
Thank you for listening. What do we got going on, Trav? What's coming up?
Oh, man, thank you so much for asking. The graphic novel is out. 11th Hour, Adventure Zone, the fifth in the series is out now.
Today's the last day, if you're listening on Monday, today's the last day you can buy it, and it still counts, because the first week is super duper important. So if you haven't got it yet, get out there.
If you're not listening to it on Monday, still buy it.
TheAdventureZoneComic.com. You can get it there. We also we have the video from our launch event up on our YouTube channel. It was really great. Our guests were
fun.
Absolute superstars. Also, get your tickets for the first 20 Sun and Sea event. It's a live and virtual show with My Brother and Me and Sawbones opening on March 17th. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are only $10, which is a great value, frankly.
Great.
And video on demand will be available for purchase for 2 weeks after the event. You can go to bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual.
If you want to meet me and my dad, you can come to the Books A Million at the Huntington Mall in Barbersville. Long story. Don't get me started. March 4th, that's a Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. We're going to be there signing stuff and saying hi. It's Huntington, so there probably won't be a lot of people there because most of the people in town they just see us if they want to.
That's
so
true,
they
right.
wouldn't come to the thing. So if you just want to come and hang out, that would be so cool. March 4th, Dad, me, Books A Million, Huntington Mall.
Get there.
I'll give you some lunch and dinner recommendations. If you come into town from elsewhere, tell you exactly where to go eat. No problem.
Oh, also, I'm doing another Stardew Valley run on my Twitch. If you want to check that out, it's twitch.tv/TheTravisMcRoy. And I'm excited to see everyone on the Joko Cruise. And Max Fun Drive is coming up, so get excited. We got a lot of good
right.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks, thanks to Montaigne for the user theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's the world's most important song. Most important of all of them.
All right, Trav, bring it home.
Yeah.
No, right now, because I'm sure with the thorough drubbing that I got over my Daniel Day-Lewis preparation that you're not just pulling up a quote right now on your phone.
Justin,
certainly.
I would never do that. That would be ridiculous.
We are on camera.
I know. Let's see. Okay, here's one. But you're so busy changing the world. Just one smile can change all of mine. Jack Johnson.
I'm Justin McElroy.
Oh, I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.